Bernie McDade was first molested by the late Reverend Joseph Birmingham when he was 11 years old. That was back in 1968. He was one of Reverend Birmingham's first victims. McDade came forward in 1969 with allegations of abuse. The church told his family the priest would get help. Reverend Birmingham allegedly abused more than 50 children and teenagers. Now Bernie McDade is one of the more than 500 Catholics who have settled with the Boston Archdiocese. We reached Mr. McDade at his lawyer's office in Boston to talk about the settlement.
The biggest thing I feel is that the fighting is over on the legal ends of this. It seems to be at that point now where maybe some healing can begin for everybody. It's hard to have both healing and a court fight going on at the same time like this. It's a pull and push, and I think everybody has felt it. All sides have felt it, and now that they might be able to have a sigh of relief and we can move on to some healing here.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the other abuse victims, and what have they had to say, if you have?
I'm with two friends of mine that have been, I met coming forward here, Gary Bergeron and Olin Horn from Lowell, and they're pleased as well. This is a big, big day for everybody. Law firm, everybody's happy. And again, the victims all have to agree to the terms here. There's a lot more process to go, but it seems a big step closer to the end now.
There was a lot of expectation when Archbishop Sean O'Malley was appointed earlier this year that he may be instrumental in putting an end to this and in reaching a settlement. How much do you think this was his doing in reaching the settlement today?
I honestly believe that Sean O'Malley was sent here by the Vatican. And by that I mean the Vatican said get it done, and he was the man for the job because of his prior track record. But the bottom line is Sean O'Malley's a nice guy. I like him. I've met him 2-3 times. But the point being is the church, meaning the Vatican, was ready to end this now. They see that it's time, I guess, or whatever, but they mean business, and he's shown every step of the way since he's been here that, in fact, he does mean business.
Mr. McDade, do you think that the Catholic Church has done enough at this point beyond this settlement of the lawsuit to try to make sure that the kind of widespread abuse that was seen in the past does not happen again?
I think in the Boston area, I would have to say yes, we're working on that. They're working with us. They're willing to listen. They're willing to act. I think a change has occurred, and hopefully this will never happen this way again. I mean, that's a major issue why I came forward, was that this has to stop for the children, and I think we've accomplished that.
And Mr. McDade, what's next for you?
I really don't know. I've got to recover from this 18 months here, this fighting, this public coming forward publicly like this has drained me. It's my family. I need to take a step back and move on in my own life after this.
Do you know where that moving on might take you?
Hopefully back to where I was, but I don't know. I really don't know. I really haven't thought about that, to be honest with you.
Well, Mr. McDade, thanks for talking with us today.
Okay.
Bernie McDade speaking with us from his lawyer's office in Boston about the settlement reached today between the Boston Archdiocese and hundreds of victims of sexual abuse by priests.